Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're all ready into hour three. We'll have Rick Stanley on, under attack for defending the Second Amendment in Colorado, for about 20 minutes more, and take more of your calls as well. Then I'll get into a stack of global terrorist news, martial law news, a recap of top stories as well. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Rick Stanley, the cities, 70-plus cities in Colorado, and other cities and other states do this too, said you couldn't have a gun in your car or on your person, violating the state and federal constitution. Thousands were arrested. Again, they'd target good old boys who they thought might have a gun in these 78 towns. Take them to jail, throw the book at them, literally. Get federal funding as part of the Project Exile, the NRA supports, that gun-grabbing program. You went to some public gatherings when you were running for political office with a gun holstered to point this out. They arrested you twice. You spent over 100 days last time in jail. Then you sent a letter in one of your court cases to some judges saying,
actually,
hey, this
not a
is
letter, a pleading.
A pleading.
A motion to the court.
And then now they want to put you in jail for 30 years. When is this coming up?
That trial is June 21st to the 25th. And that, of course, the empty holster gathering is around that, from the 19th to the 26th of June. And we're going to have meetings and dinners and air shows, and we're going to have demonstrations out in front of the courthouse. We're hoping for thousands of people
to
show up.
What's an air show?
Well, basically an air show with ultralights flying up around the courthouse. It should be quite interesting.
Yeah. Matt, I hope you send me a video of that.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people are going, so
We think that there's going to be thousands of people there. I believe that this could be an act for people to stand up to the government and say, by the way, it's all legal, and say, you know what, we're sick and we're tired of this, and we're not going to stand
for it. Have
you seen
the video where they shot judges and media reporters with rubber bullets? I mean, even the establishment is getting in, you know, attacked by their own police in Miami. It was on Bill Moyers a few months ago. And it shows this reporter going, oh, my gosh, they're firing. They're all just standing there peacefully, and the cops are beating their batons in Roman fashion. And up close, all of a sudden, blood splatters across the lens of the camera, and they shoot this reporter and crush his whole eye in, and he had to have plastic surgery. And they would corner World War II vets, make them go down an alley, and then young cops would beat and stomp and laugh at them. I mean, union organizers, I mean, they're even attacking peaceful people now, Rick.
All of this stuff is happening every day.
How do they get the cops to attack an old World War II vet wearing his World War II hat? How do you stomp on an old woman? How do you shoot a reporter in the face and blow their eye out? How do you do that?
Because they're thugs. They're scumbags. They're the scum of the earth, as far as I'm concerned. Just scum of the earth.
But, I mean, how do they find so many?
Because there are so many. Thuggery has, you know, obviously been going on since the dawn of time, the dawn of man. You know, they're trying to make us think that everybody is benevolent and everybody is wonderful.
Well, think about the past, though. I mean, in the past, Rick, government respected the people and was scared of us. And now we have to lick their boots. You see people, when a cop walks in the store, everybody steps aside. It's like we're living in Russia or something. Go ahead.
I don't lick anybody's boots, and I don't expect any American to do that. That's what this empty holster gathering is all about.
Sounds pretty Al-Qaeda-ish. You're pro-gun. You're against licking boots.
I'm against licking boots. Absolutely. A free American is someone who does not lick anybody's boots.
Now, I thought that that's what the veterans fought for, was so we could lick boots.
No, not for me.
But I heard that we fought in these wars to have cameras in the schools and face scanning systems at the grocery store and thumb scanners and to not have warrants and to have checkpoints. I thought America was about the Soviet Union.
Well, that's what they're trying to tell us now, aren't they?
Weren't the Soviets the good guys? I mean,
1994, they dropped in one day. The Soviet Union stopped in one day because the people of the Soviet Union went to Moscow.
They were Al-Qaeda members. They were bad.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're about to go to your calls and more news. We've got Rick Stanley on with us, standing up for the First Amendment. But according to this government, those that stood up against the Russian tyranny, Alexander Solzhenitsyn and others, are terrorists, are bad, are Al-Qaeda. Even though Al-Qaeda is the government, you know, we're supposed to not understand that or see that. That's the pretext where the government slugs us and says, I'm going to take your rights now because I just slugged you. And now I'm going to keep you safe by making you my slave. I hate to be your master, but I hate to run everything, but gee, I'm going to do it for your own good. And Stanley talks about, you know, they claim they're good, but they're really evil. Well, a lot of them think they're good. They think dominating us, feeding on us is for our own good, and you know, this is the whole psychology that they're given. We're just a bunch of idiots. They got to run our lives for us, and it's incremental. Is basically what's happening. But statistically, it's true. There are higher levels of criminals in government, in power positions, than in any other group in society. And that goes because smart criminals go and become government and don't get caught, don't get in trouble. It's the dumb criminal that busts your door in and steals the family jewels. Smart one goes into government. Rick Stanley, the government has said that anything pro-American is bad, unless it's a mindless facade, you know, a plastic Chinese-American flag, you know, flag made in China. That's as deep as patriotism goes. But what do you foresee happening? I mean, you're going to be going to court, before these judges, and they're charging you with this. Is it the same court that charged you, that's prosecuting you, that's complaining, that'll be trying you?
It was interesting that the FBI, Homeland Security, the Joint Terrorism Task Force in the Denver metro area, were the ones who targeted me to have me arrested for influencing a public official.
Yeah, you've had a federal SWAT team grab you before.
I'm sorry?
You've had the federal SWAT team grab you before.
This is the first time I've had a federal SWAT team grab me. I've had other SWAT teams grab me when I was demonstrating, and they always released me 2, 3, 4 hours later. But this time there was 35 SWAT team members from the Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI, and it was headed up by the FBI and Homeland Security. They turned me over to Denver and Adams County and then had them file charges of influencing a public official against me because they didn't want to do it federally because then they would have to admit that they're using the USA Patriot Act against an American.
Well, that is admitted. They are using it against county commissioners, topless bars, pot dealers.
Well, what they want to do is they want to shut me up is what it amounts to. They want
grabbing people that are down there with video cameras exposing the open border.
Oh, absolutely.
SWAT team shows up, grabs you. You go directly to prison. You don't go to a judge. You go right into a prison cell.
Well, see, we have now the guaranteed and protected right by SB 25 in Colorado to openly carry a weapon. The open holster gathering is for people to come and express their concern to the government about their actions regarding me. And
by the way, are the cities still arresting people?
No. As of March 18th, 2003, they have stopped arresting people for this.
They just want to punish you because it was so effective.
Absolutely. How do these judges sleep at night?
They want to put a man who had no criminal record, successful business, hired a lot of people, who was politically active and exposed this. They want to put you in jail when you're almost 50 years old for the rest of your life, 30 years.
Make an example of Rick Stanley. Make sure that everybody understands that they better not do this or this will happen to you.
I wonder how they sleep at night. I mean, how do they? I mean, again, I'm guilty if I'm rude to my neighbor, rude to my wife. I mean, I'm guilty if I do little things. How do they just keep doing this and just how do they live with themselves?
They truly believe that they're heroes. They truly believe they brainwash themselves. They truly believe
that's
that
the ultra cowards of the world can make excuses and convince themselves because they're such cowardly people.
That's absolutely the way it is.
Un-American, pathetic jellyfish.
Yep. Treason by those in government against the people.
Let's take some calls. Let's go ahead. Oh, I got to ask one more question. We'll go to the calls. Did you hear about what's going on up in Indiana where they're going to publish the concealed carry permit people's names in the newspaper?
That's obscene.
I mean, it's pure harassment.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, Rick, why don't we all just start wearing yellow stars? That's what the tyranny response team would do.
Well, you know, I believe we should all wear weapons every day.
Wear the yellow stars to illustrate as gun owners that, you know, we're this new evil group that has to be dealt with.
Actually, we're an old evil group, you know, because those of us who have guns, we're obviously evil. Even though we've never done anything with those guns. We've never done anything wrong with those guns.
Well, it's good when they got guns and now armored vehicles with microwave guns and... I mean, but my point is that there were federal judges that saw it. A state judge got shot in the face. There were media reporters, World War II vets, union leaders. Just peacefully, the cops would say, please step in the alley. They'd step in there, and they'd just start beating them, knocking their teeth out, shooting them, judges in the face. But when the cops do that, I mean, the cops are even attacking judges now.
Well, the day that I was arrested, I was slammed to the ground, jumped on, and my face was ground into the pavement.
And I'm sure there was lots of profanity flowing from them.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a sight. 35 police
officers.
Without
using their words, what did they say to you?
Well, one thing that really sticks out in my mind is as my wife was in handcuffs and led to a police car, you know, Stanley, we've got your wife, and I just want you to know that we're going to take real good care of her.
Well, that's the good guy, and if you're against that, you're with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
That's how good men talk. Didn't you know that in all the Westerns, the guy in the black hat would talk like that? He was really good, Rick. John Wayne was bad.
The obscenity of what's going on with these people is something that needs to be brought out to the light of day.
Well, you got a good-looking wife. I've seen pictures of her, so I'm sure they were foaming at the mouth.
Oh, I'm sure. It was an interesting morning, believe me. We were on our way to brunch.
Very Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yes, very, very Al-Qaeda-ish. We were on our way to brunch. Well, we have to take that terrorist down, and we have to make sure that everybody understands that anybody who stands up to us will be put in jail.
Well, I have to tell you, Rick, a lot of cops in Austin, I mean, SWAT team commanders, high-level state police, I'll walk into a store, they're already in, getting their laundry or getting a soda or whatever. They come over and say, look, we really agree with you. We know it's bad. We were brought up. This was Russia. We're really concerned. Now, that's usually an older cop. The younger ones, obviously on steroids, eyes bugging out, satanic tattoos on the arms, black gloves in the middle of summer. I mean, they're like rhinos raging. They don't even, I mean, they're like demon-possessed, Rick.
Believe me, I understand. I talk to many, many police officers, and about 10% of them are on the side of the people and gun owners, and the rest of them really think that they should be able to come and write a report about your death, and we should be satisfied with that.
They think that we're their property.
Absolutely.
Are you their property?
That's what they tell us.
But, I mean, I'm asking you, do you want to be their slave?
Oh, there's no way that's ever going to happen.
But they want to keep you safe, Rick.
Well, they've been keeping me safe in jail the last 4 months, but now I'm back out again. Of course, I had to pay a $25,000 bond for that. And each day now I go and I pee in a cup, and I have to call in twice a week. I have to go there twice a month. I have to call each morning to find out if I'm supposed to go pee in a cup, even though I've never had a drug or alcohol problem in my life. But this is how they're keeping track of me. And, by the way, I'm not allowed to possess weapons anymore while I'm on bail, and I can't leave the state. Everything that I've just been telling you about are unconstitutional actions.
And, by the way, the state said that the cities were breaking the law. They're the lawbreakers. They're breaking it again. Let's take calls. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Rick. Hello. Just one thing, Alex, before I get into the main point, I have a great article in my local paper about how the Guard and Reserve are fighting with hand-me-downs. And I'll send you the article at tips@infowars.com.
Okay.
Rick, my hat's off to you. I'm a gun owner, long-time gun owner, instructor. And it's
Say it right. You're a long-time Al-Qaeda.
That's right. I'm not a good neocon because I don't engage in the throat-slitting rituals of the skull and bones down the road here, you know. But
you don't worship Satan? Well, then you're not Christian.
No, it's a terrible thing.
You're not going to get a Christian coalition endorsement.
That's exactly right. I have instructed also. I instruct in firearms classes, and it's a sad day in America when we have to go on bended knee to some scummy politician / bureaucrat with his lunch on his shirt, halitosis, and a bad comb over to basically get what's a right that's been turned into a privilege. And let me guess, Rick, I'll bet the NRA has left you out in the dust.
Totally. We've sent them information on this probably every week for the last 2.5 years. And once again, last week, we did it again. They completely and totally ignore us. The NRA is about taking your money and spending it on themselves.
And about secretly getting gun bills passed.
Absolutely.
I was on the phone once with Charlton Heston, and I asked him, I said, Mr. Heston, I said, let's get a national Vermont-style concealed carry. And he basically hemmed and hawed. He sat there and said, hummada, hummada, hummada. He didn't know what
to say. Well, the NRA in North Dakota they had a bill about to pass. It was going to pass for the Second Amendment Vermont-style. Just, hey, it's a right, carry him. Which gives Vermont the lowest crime rate in the country. And guess what happened? The NRA came in, and I've read their ruling on their argument, so we are not for this. We want to register guns.
Imagine if the NRA said to all the members of the NRA, I want you, we, the leadership of the NRA, want you to basically disregard, ignore, and tear up your permit.
I would recommend that all the NRA members leave the NRA and join Gun Owners of America.
Well, has Larry Pratt been supportive?
Very.
I'm a life member of Gun Owners of America, and I'm very disappointed with the NRA. And for those who get a sleet of mail from the NRA, call them up and tell them that you want to be put on their do not
promote. Now, wait a minute. Do you have a parakeet?
Parakeet? Oh, no.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. Rick, stay with us one more segment. I want to get Leon and Casey and Bill and Jim and others, or Birdman, excuse me, not Bill, Birdman in Alaska. Gonna go north to Alaska.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all need a few basic things in our lives to ensure survival. Food, water, and shelter are a few, but perhaps the most basic is oxygen. Without it, well, no need to discuss the results there. But did you know that oxygen has been used as a medical supplement? Oxygen is considered as the granddaddy of all supplements being prescribed since the 1880s when chemist Charles Marchand sold it to doctors nationally. Everyone needs oxygen to breathe, but if ingested, oxygen will help support aerobic bacteria in our digestive tract, the very bacteria that helps us to break down and absorb our food. There are two basic ways to add beneficial oxygen as a supplement where naturally occurring oxygen may be lacking. The wet form, food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The dry form, crystal oxygen. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide is used by the drop orally, sublingually, or mist inhaled. The dry form, crystal oxygen, sold in capsules that then converts to hydrogen peroxide and is absorbed through the stomach wall osmotically. The uses and health benefits will astound you. For more information or to order, call Oxygenesis at 1-800-491-8766. That's 1-800-491-8766 or visit them at oxygenesis.net and order yours today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption through the lies and disinformation. All right. Let's talk to Leon in Colorado. You're on the air with Rick Stanley. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. And hello, Rick. You and I met at several of the security response anti-gun demonstrations that we did.
Let's be clear, attorney response out there protesting the 200 bureaucrat march known as the Million Mom March.
Right, and all the other stuff. But
been
anyway,
to those. Been to
I have, I just wanted to ask you, Alex, would you consider covering this free trade area of America, that's another bureaucratic giveaway of our whole country. And I
well,
think,
more than that, it's the Pan-American Union.
Right. And anyway.
Well, that's what I was talking about in Miami, where the cops shot everybody.
Right.
Reporters, judges, World War II vets, union heads, just peaceably.
It's total despotic tyranny, totally. Giveaway of our country.
No. It's freedom, and freedom is Al-Qaeda. You've got to learn the new.
It's 2,000 pages of regulation, and under.
Wait a minute, NAFTA and GATT's been great. We're all losing our jobs.
Right.
The factories are shut down,
and it's being controlled by foreign bureaucrats.
Don't we live in the freest country of the world? In the world,
exactly. Don't shatter those illusions. Thanks for the call, Leon. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to
thanks, Leon.
Casey in Ohio. Casey, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Alex, I'm going to have to get back to you on those shellback pictures I promised you, but now you're on a subject I wanted to expose, too. So the reason we have trouble with these courts is because every graduate from law school is being required to take a secret oath before they're accepted to the bar. You know anything about that?
Well, I mean, the bar is incorporated out of England, and they're just tools of the government. But
right,
yeah.
And the banksters. See, what they do, they have to take a secret oath to uphold the bankruptcy and to administer that, and they're not allowed to really help you at all.
Well, yeah, that's all administrative law, which is the Uniform Commercial Code, which is the real tyranny document they follow.
Well, Did you know that all of the district attorneys and judges have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution? There is an act of treason. It's cited in the United States Constitution. It says, in levying war against them, the states and we the people, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. So any violation of an oath of office by those sworn and paid to honor the Constitution for the United States of America is an overt act of treason against we the people. We can't just say that, oh, it's the lawyers, it's the bankers. We all know that. The question is are we going to allow this treason anymore?
And the point is, they're not going to stop. Thanks, Casey. They're not going to back off. They're going to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
That's exactly what they're going to continue to do.
Let's talk to Birdman in Alaska. Go ahead.
Birdman.
Yes.
Mock Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
I've talked to you a little bit before.
You have, sir.
I just wanted to call in and give you a little support from up north here, and I understand everything you're doing there with the open holster, and it would be nice. I'd love to be able to come down there around your
trail. Please do. Take a week in Colorado, June 19th to the 26th. I think it's going to be probably one of the most important things that we ever do if we're considering ourselves a patriot.
Well, Colorado's already had some success getting that law thrown out, so they're prosecuting you for a law that was found to be illegal.
Well, they already sentenced me and had me in jail for that. Now they're prosecuting me for influencing a public official. That's a violation of my First Amendment rights. So they went from the Second Amendment to now the First Amendment, and they really don't care which amendment or which right that they try to steal.
Okay,
away from me.
Birdman, anything else?
Yeah, I just to finish up here, you know, because right here I'm in a small little Yupik Eskimo village in southwestern Alaska, and I'm helping some people here that it's getting so bold that the cops here came and or one cop actually knocked on these people's door, got the parents up, asked for the son, which is about 22 years old, I think. At any rate, he had to get dressed, took him off his pillow, lured him down to the station to give him a sobriety test, and then arrested him for DWI.
By the way, that's been in the Washington Times. They now go in bars, and they admit they don't even do a breathalyzer. They just arrest 20 people randomly, and these are nice sports bars where you go to have a steak. I mean, I go in these. They do it in Austin. They just randomly arrest you, and it's the new freedom. Just you know.
Your friend was lucky that he got to get dressed. Most of the time, they just pull him naked.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's like Julia, Texas. They just grabbed 58 people randomly, no drugs, no paraphernalia, gave them 20 to 90 years in prison. The governor had to pardon them later. It's like Planet of the Apes, where they're chasing us down with nets, just grabbing us, dragging us off. Rick Stanley, we'll keep covering this. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Natural disasters can strike at any time. Blizzards, earthquakes, tornadoes, and more. Sometimes without warning. Is your family equipped with everything they need to keep them prepared and safe for these inevitable disasters? No matter where you are, your car, the office, or at home, you need to be prepared. HealthyHarvest.com has everything you need in one convenient carrying case to keep you and yours comfortable in any disaster. HealthyHarvest.com is the web's most convenient way to stock yourself with the necessities of life for this unpredictable world. They don't stop there. HealthyHarvest.com also carries a revolutionary gamma seal lid. Everyone is raving about this innovative lid. It fits onto a standard 3.5 or 6 gallon pail, allowing convenient storage and access to grains, bulk foods, nuts and bolts, or whatever you store. And you won't find the original Gamma Seal for less than at HealthyHarvest.com. Visit HealthyHarvest.com, check out the bestsellers list, and more. Mention promotional code GCN and receive a free space blanket with your first order. For everything you want, everything you need, or anything in between, visit HealthyHarvest.com or call 1-888-311-8940.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want the listeners to know something. I was brought up to love America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, to respect police and, you know, firefighters, and the president's good, and, you know, in college, I was like, well, what am I going to do? I could, I didn't like college much, even though I was getting pretty good grades, you know, B plus average. Could I go ahead and get out of college in a couple of years, or, you know, go be a cop, or, you know, go be in the foreign service, travel the world, help people? You know, I was one of these sappy people, wanted to help people. You know, I thought, oh, the government helps. And then I found out about the New World Order in college because they were teaching us that America was bad, world government was good, guns were bad. I knew that wasn't true. And, you know, then over the years, I just watch what police do, watch what the system does, watch the corruption, and, I mean, it's not right. It's not good. So it's not like I'm, you know, somebody who just had an axe to grind. I can't telegraph to you, I can't transmit to you, I can't get it across how bad it is. The stacks and stacks of wickedness they're involved in every day. Right out in the open. I mean, all the big police labs framing people, planting drugs. They just go into neighborhoods, arrest everybody now, and they give them all hard prison time, no drugs found. I mean, that's all over the news in Texas. Dallas, Tulia, Houston, wall-to-wall bizarreness, people running from the cops in Austin, getting shot in the back, then weird public service announcements about, there's criminals terrorizing you in the darkness. We protect you from the terror, the terror, the terror. It's out of control, people. This isn't freedom, and I want my country, I want America back. So to police and judges and people in the constabulary, there's still time to come back to humanity. There's still time to wake up and stop rationalizing what you're part of. There's still time to join us in the defense of America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, human decency. Because the police do a lot of good, even though their main job, they admit, is not to protect us. It is to enforce laws of the government. They have no liability to protect you, but still the government that controls them as their enforcers, that's where the rubber meets the road, is the police, do want our guns. And we talk about the police so much because that's the rubber meeting the road. We talk about all the illegal aliens because that's the rubber meeting the road. I don't even blame them wanting to come to a better country. The problem is there's 6 billion of them, and we can't take them all here, and the bankers want to use them to destroy this country. Their own policy papers. So I'm not against the illegals. I'm not against the police. I'm not against, but you're the sword whacking us upside the head. You're the hammer. And so that goes for you, too. I mean, you're the ones that get beat up in the process of beating us up. Stop it. This is America. America's about freedom. The Russians said that people live in a police state for their safety. It's the oldest statement in the book. It's a disgusting joke. I got a stack of news I haven't covered, a stack of key news I want to recap. Right now, let's go to Debbie Morrow. Then we'll go to a few calls and then some more news. New Millennium Concepts, best water filters, great prices, made in America, and it makes this show possible, our biggest sponsor. What is your excuse? Herbicides, pesticides, mercury, all these poisons, heavy metals, Prozac, Ritalin, female hormones. It's all in there. Debbie, how do people protect themselves? How do they take action?
Taking responsibility for their own health, I think, and that's mainly by drinking water that's not poisoned. I had a customer today who lives in Brandon, Vermont, and she asked me to tell you that their city was just notified that they do have bacteria in their water, and the government's real sorry everybody's been so sick. You know, and they sent out a release to everybody telling them to boil their water.
I don't even look for these articles, and I see them. I see them every day.
It's amazing, and that's what she's been telling her friends and neighbors because she has a Berkey, and she's been telling people all along. You know, be responsible. While everybody's been getting sick with these stomach viruses, her family hasn't been sick. A lot of times, we think that we have food poisoning, or we think that we have a little cold or a virus. When it is really something in the water causing it to happen.
Well, take California. In their big cities, they take the sewer water, put it through a strain, clean it up, put a bunch of chemicals in it. So at the bare minimum, you're eating a bunch of dead bacteria and chemicals. A lot of times they stay alive. And then you eat that. You drink that.
That's horrible.
And, of course, I am trying to scare you. I believe in this. I'm about real products, you know, videos, books. I tell you to make copies of my videos. I'm about water filters. I'm about real stuff. Your body's 70% water. This is the main point of poisoning. Big cause of cancer. The MBTE, all of it. I want you to call right now, and I want you to buy some of these filters. Debbie, tell folks about the specials.
The March special is, of course, the Berkey Light Water Filter with lights, and they come in either white or blue, and it's $259. With that, you receive two free gifts. Either you can get Berkey Sport bottles that have a filter in them for taking in on the go with you, or you can have potassium iodate, which is for nuclear fallout to saturate your thyroid with iodine to keep you from getting the aftermath effects of the radioactive iodine in the air. Or you can get our new DVD or VHS video called Sheltering in Place. I still haven't gotten my copy, so I haven't been able to see it. But Jim says it's
awesome, and of course you're the lady that answers the phones, and then he's out at the warehouse in another area of the state. But you need to get that from Jim.
I really do because it's really great from what he said, and he's really studied all this, you know, and I really take his word highly on it. So I recommend people get that.
Are you still offering the Berkey Light, you know, highest quality water filter, folks? That does tens of thousands of gallons. Are you still offering that without the lights for $199?
Yes, we are. And with that, you get the Berkey Sport or the DVD or the
Now, again, with the lights, you know, up in the base of it, it's got all these LED lights that you can see from over a mile away, and it's got rechargeable batteries, everything. I mean, they got a little solar panel they can sell you with it. It's kind of a survival buoy. It doesn't have any working parts for the water. It's a gravity filter, highest quality filters. You can't go buy a $50 junk filter at the store. All that does is clean out some of the poison and the bad taste. If you really want to clean it, you need to get a top-of-the-line filtration system. That's what they're offering, made in America. I know I might get arrested as Al-Qaeda for making, you know, being part of something made in America, but it's actually made in America, folks. Here's the toll-free number. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And even if you're hearing this at, you know, 1 a.m. tonight during the rebroadcast, call, leave her name and number. She'll call you back tomorrow. 888-803-4438. And if you call and it's busy, leave her name and number. She'll call you back today. 1-888-803-4438. What about the bottled water special, too? I mean, the portable Berkey Light that's better than bottled water that does 630 refills. Those are about $40 at stores. You can get 5 of them for $99 and 12 of them for $199 from New Millennium Concepts.
That's correct. And I saw one in a store this weekend at an Army Navy surplus, and it was $59. So I was.
And by the way, the element in yours, because I bought these camping before, I've got a bunch of them. The element in the ones that you guys, you know, built, designed, sell, is a lot bigger. It's a, you know, I mean, it's like 3 times bigger than the little elements you see in other water.
Yes, and you can mix and match these with potassium iodate also if you get the five. You know,
people should get the 5 or the 12 and give it to all their family.
Right, exactly.
And you'll save the money in a month of not buying bottled water.
And you'll see such a difference. I mean, I know people call me all the time, Alex, and they ask me, is the water really that much different? And it really is.
It really is. Debbie, thanks. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, anyway, I better get back to answering phone lines.
Okay, you're awesome. Thank you. 1-888-803-4438. I believe in filtered water. Wow. But again, if you watch a Stanley Kubrick film like Dr. Strangelove, that's the conditioning in the 60s, we're insane because we want filtered water. See, I've even seen CNN reports about the kooky people that have fallout shelters, a lot of guns, and filtered water. Ooh, we're, you know, we believe in those UFOs. I mean, every year in Austin, they say boil your water because a bunch of E. coli or some horrible thing got into it. Oh, boy. I mean, do I have to explain this? They also got shower filters, some of the best. You screw them onto your shower. This is what we use in our home. And then you don't breathe all the, because when it gets heated up, all the gases come out of all the chemicals. And it doesn't go through your skin, the biggest organ in your body. Yeah, get some of those. 888-803-4438. Okay, there's the plug for that, and I hope you take advantage of it. We have posted on InfoWars.com the 8-minute video report I did. I feel like I go to SeaWorld with my wife, and I guess I can't because they have the biometric hand scanners when you try to go in. I refuse. They let me and said that about 1 out of 10 is refusing. Though they're going to try to make everybody do it, they're having to back off. They just put them in 2 weeks ago. When the new season at SeaWorld started. Then I was sent another article here where, guess what? Walt Disney World is doing it. Surprise, surprise, Gulmer, as they say. So we'll get back into that and some other news here in a minute. Right now, let's go to a few calls. Let's talk to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, thanks for holding.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear, Roger.
Okay, I'm not real familiar with your guest or his situation, but I have come to an observation that makes good sense to me. 9 years, the government says $1.2 trillion is missing from the defense budget. They have no idea where it is.
$1.2 trillion.
How much do you suppose it costs to spray the world with chemtrails every day?
Tens of billions.
Perhaps $1.2 trillion over the last 14 years?
No, most of that's going in their private bank accounts and in the scams and double bidding and overbidding and... bid rigging, all the scams, but $1.2 trillion.
It just seems to me that 1.2 trillion could possibly be accounted for under those conditions.
I want to know why they calmly announced it a year ago, but nothing's ever been on a big news item. Oh yeah, a couple, you know, over a trill's missing. No, this is just a trill.
Yeah, and a half a billion from the housing development, and half a billion here, half a billion there. But I'm not counting. Are you?
No, I'm not. And you know, it's like Bush. Yeah, when he said, "Yeah, a billion here, a billion there, loose change."
Yeah. Well, I own a small business, and I'm in danger of going under because of Bush's small change. In any event, that's about all I had to say. I just wanted to know if you had any more thoughts on some of that.
Well, yeah, that's the answer. Yes, 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 I agree with you. A lot of that money they steal for themselves, that is the big corporations that mm-hmm. run the military-industrial complex. A lot of it is for Black Manta, Aurora, spacecraft, which they now admit they have. A lot of it is for the giant underground bases, which they admit they have, but won't tell us how many. A lot of it is for the huge bunkers. A lot of it is for level 4 and level 5 bioweapons production. Yeah, it's the shadow government, yes.
I assume when you say the huge bunkers, you're talking about the new tunnels they're doing with the nukes out there in Wyoming. They've got earthquakes registering all over the country.
You know, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. You got your radio on, buddy. But I do appreciate your call. Since the 50s, this is what's declassified. This is Discovery Channel, okay? This is a conspiracy theory. They have giant locomotives that can go through, depending on what type of rock, but 4 feet of the hardest rock an hour, 24 hours a day. And they've been quietly underground doing this since the 50s, tunneling. And they admit that under the Capitol and under Dick Cheney's Naval Observatory, where he lives, where they admit he stays in a bunker, there are underground railways that go all the way to Fort Hood, here in Texas, that connects into New Mexico, Arizona, California. I mean, they got whole cities under there. The Russians have got whole cities. So that's what they're up to. Switzerland, though, has whole cities for their entire, 20 million population. They have them clearly marked. Every man is issued plastic explosives and automatic weapons. They have to keep. They have yearly inspections of their homes to make sure they're hidden where the government can't find them in case there's a coup. This is how they have freedom, haven't been invaded in hundreds of years, and have the highest standard of living and all of this. Automatic weapons everywhere, explosives everywhere, no terrorism, almost no crime. But they have giant bunkers everywhere, publicly directing people if there's a nuclear war for their entire population, a 2-year food supply, their own water systems, swimming pools underground, recreation areas, shopping malls. It's total luxury. But we don't get to have that. I remember growing up in Dallas. Do you know, and the signs are still there. Do you know where your nuclear fallout shelter is in Dallas? I haven't seen another city, so I don't know. It says designated fallout shelter and underground parking garages. Oh, yeah, there's a nuke. Just crawl in there and die of radiation poisoning so they can clean you out later. I'm ranting, aren't I? Let's talk to Jim in Colorado. Jim, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, I've got a Berkey for about 3-4 years and got my wife off of buying that Aquafina junk. It's great.
Which is put out by Pepsi.
Is it? Okay, I didn't know that. What I call about...
it says minerals added. fluoride added.
Rick Stanley, I don't know if you covered this, but about 4 years ago in the Fort Collins, Colorado newspaper, which is owned by Gannett, they published in one of their Sunday issues a full list of every gun-holding CCW permit holder in Larimer County.
Yeah, I heard that. And they've done it in California, and the government wants to put it out public. And you ask them why, they go, "We're not going to talk about it, but you've got one of these guns, you're going in the newspaper." It's real funny to harass us, isn't it?
Right, and they've said they won't do it again, but I don't trust them. But what I do is...
And the reason you raise that is in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they're going to publish it. In the evil News Sentinel.
But what I do to combat it, they get these little kiosks at the grocery stores and the malls and stuff. They try to give you a free paper and get you to sign up. And I just tell them, did you work for this company 4 years ago? And they usually haven't. And I said, well, in 2000... Fort Collins paper published a list of every card-carrying concealed carry permit in the county, and got everybody mad. Not a lot of people mad. And I said, I won't take your paper for free, let alone buy it.
Well, that's what I do. Every time they call me, and go, would you like to take the Statesman? I go, when they stop lying, maybe.
And they say, well, I'm sorry about that. And I said, well, tell some big shot if they're sorry
about
it. Well,
we did that, and the Statesman put up billboards going, not your same Statesman. Well, that's true. They're worse than they were.
Can I say
we're not your same old Statesman anymore. Why? No. We're more conservative now.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Bob Schaefer, who was a three-term rep who bowed out after three terms like he promised when he got elected, before he was elected the first time, he said he'd serve no longer than three terms. Well, he quit after that third term, and now he's a Republican up here in District 4th District going for Ben Nidor's Campbell Senate seat, and we all think he's a good man.
All right, thank you for the call. I'll come back. Sorry, no more calls. I'll hit a few final news stories you don't want to miss. Recap some top news. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, let's move quick. I told you they're getting ready for the stage capture of Bin Laden. I posted that 2 years ago from my White House source right before the election. Sunday Morning Herald. Bin Laden nearly caught in Afghanistan and France. Some of Bin Laden has escaped capture in Afghanistan several times and may be linked in some way to the Madrid train attacks. Yeah, right. General Henri Benegat said that about 200 French troops, I thought they weren't for us, were operating with U.S. forces in southeastern Afghanistan against the Taliban and bin Laden's al-Qaeda. The Saudi-born militant is thought to be there or just across the border in Pakistan. Our men were not very far on several occasions. I even think he slipped out of the net that was quite well closed. He told Europe One Radio yesterday, did not specify time frame. Now they're having, you know, the staged buildup to this. Also, military increasing domestic law enforcement role with help from, quote, conservatives. Chuck Baldwin wrote a great analysis editorial taking the mainstream articles about all the building martial law in this country, and we've got that posted. It says, in an article dated March 9th by Robert Block and Gary Fields, the Wall Street Journal reported the U.S. military is edging towards a sensitive area that has been off limits historically, domestic intelligence gathering and law enforcement. Then it gives examples of them harassing people at colleges, sneaking around, all the things they're doing. General Eberhardt saying the Pentagon's watching you. All of that stuff. So it's a good article because it grabs all the different news pieces and puts them together. Privacy Safeguards Deep Six, Wired News. It says, oh, they just changed the name of Total Information. It is back. Total Information Awareness Network. U.S. harbored terrorist to bolster its case. This came out in the BBC, but now it's in the Moscow Times. Abu Zawahiri is a one-legged Jordanian militant in his late 30s, and he's being described as the new Osama bin Laden, an al-Qaeda princeling who's come to Iraq to mastermind the worst terror attacks there. The Pentagon has added him to the 53rd card, a wild card, in its deck of Iraqi villains. And it says, most of us first heard the name from Colin Powell this time last year in his legendary presentation to the UN on why the United States has to invade Iraq. But it turns out that this guy is the person that the British have been protecting, and he's been in England, and it goes on and on. And it just talks about how this is completely and totally staged. It just... They don't even change the names of their operatives. They claim they capture them two or three times. They claim they die two or three times. And then it turns out they're in a British safe house. And I mean, it's a real sick joke, folks. Netherlands facing a large outbreak of drug-resistant tuberculosis. On the same day, the World Health Organization warned of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis raging in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The Netherlands announced Tuesday that it is facing a large outbreak of the disease. Now, we've had an outbreak for 10 years thanks to all the illegal aliens from Eastern Europe and Mexico. And your child sits there in a public school next to someone breathing it on them, and they're quietly reopening sanitariums to put people in them, and it'll be in the back of the paper every once in a while. That's from the Drudge Report. This is one from AFP. Drug-resistant TB raging in Eastern Europe, Central Asia. Oh, I'm out of time, my friends. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day. We're on Global Shortwave, WWCR. First 2 hours of the daytime show on 9475. Second 2 hours of the nighttime show at 3210. You need to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and look at all the incredible stuff we're posting daily there. And you need to also get the videos, the books that we've produced and put out, and get them out to everyone in your area. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to do that, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Don't wait. Be part of this historical fight against tyranny. If we lay down to them, they will feed on all of us in mass. If we stand up, we can back them off. Ask God for guidance and engage in the info war.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.